Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Auditor Tracy Vanderlinden about voting in the upcoming bond issue for Indianola and preparing to vote in the November election.
A special election coming up next week for Indianola School District bond issue. First of all, walk me through how early voting works. There's a satellite voting and then voting on the day of. And we'll start with early voting. How could people come in and vote? Obviously, this is for Indianola residents, correct?
Yes. All they need to do is come into the auditor's office at 301 North Buxton Street in the administration building, and they can vote while they're here. If they need to get registered, they can also do that while they're here. Friday, September 9th, there will be a satellite voting out at the Indianola Schools Administration Building, and it'll be held from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday the 9th. If you're not registered at that time, you can register there if you stop in to vote on your way to the football game. Otherwise, if you go to the polls on Election Day, which will be Tuesday, September 13th, you can register while you're there and get it all taken care of at once.
And that'll be taking place where? There's only one voting location here in Indianola, correct, for the bond issue, other than early voting here and at the satellite location?
Correct. Satellite location, again, is at the Indianola High School Administration Building. And on Election Day, the 13th, it will be held at the American Legion Hall on East 1st Avenue across from the post office.
All right. Well, there's also a bit of a smaller issue for Warren County voters, as the school district is just right over the border in Madison County, but there are still Warren County voters who could vote in this. Was the I-35 school district bond. Tell us a little bit about that for kind of those small Warren County listeners who get a chance to vote over there.
We do have New Virginia is one of the areas, so on Election Day we will have, or on September 13th, I-35 will have a polling place in New Virginia at the New Virginia Lions Hall. And if you live in Madison or Clark County, I know there's a few people over on at those two counties that will be voting over in their county. So they can talk to their county auditor over there if they have questions, or they can call us here at 515-961-1020, and we can help guide them through it.
All right. Getting ready for the November election. It's not a presidential election year, but obviously we get to vote for a new house. Tell us a little bit about the federal elections this November, how people can get registered, check their registration status, and then get ready to vote coming in November.
You can start requesting absentee ballots now by calling our office again at 515-961-1020. We can mail you a request form and a registration form if you're not registered, or you can get it online off of our website, or you can come to the office and take care of it all while you're here. Ballots cannot go out until October 19th. That's the first day we can vote absentee. But you can request now. So get a request in if you'd like us to mail you a ballot. You have to either call us or send us a request form that you have filled out. And then once October 19th rolls around, you can expect a ballot in the mail.
Talk about early voting here at the administration building, because you mentioned when I've done it, it's been super easy. Walk me through that process, how I get to early vote so I'm not having to take time off. Maybe that on Election Day I can kind of do it at my convenience.
Yes, you can come into the auditor's office and you'll have to fill out a request form when you get here. If you're not registered, you can also register while you're here, but then you can vote right here at our front office. Otherwise, if you wish to wait until Election Day, it would be November 8th, you can go to your poll and all the polling sites will be open. So whatever your normal polling place will be is where you shall go. If you have any questions on that, you can call us and we can let you know where your polling site might be if you're not sure.
All right. Well, and then one last thing is it's, again, not a presidential election year, which kind of sadly means it's not as big as far as voter participation, but you still need some volunteers for polling sites. How can people get in contact if they kind of have the time and inclination to want to get involved with volunteering at polling locations?
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers. It is a paying position, so you do get paid for the hours that you work, but you can just call our office, or if you happen to be up here in the building, you can stop in, give us your name, or email the auditor's office here at Warren County and just let us know that you would like to help out on election day, and we will get in touch with you and set something up.
Thanks to Tracy Vanderlinden for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.